things are looking up.
What was it all about? Well, I was talking during discussion.
They just, there's some people that have been camping there for a week or two, and it gets kind of crummy around there. They just want to put a 2 or 3 day limit on it. They'll just put a sign up saying that. Nobody used to camp at all. And then last couple years.
What's our policy in campground?
Apparently, it is allowed. There, you know, there's no charge for it because there's no services. But it is allowed to camp.
I know, but what's our policy in the rest of the campground if we can't?
I think it's 6 or 7 days.
I'll say that. What your question is, can we make it more restrict?
Yeah.
Restrictive.
Yeah. I think it's 6 or 7 days. That are other ones?
I don't know.
So we'd have to change the policy for just that one. Because just to say it, we can't do it.
Good morning, everyone. Tuesday, May 5th, 2026, 8 a.m., Barnes County Commission meeting. Roll call, please.
Mike.
Here.
Nikki.
Here.
Bill.
Here.
Here.
Sean.
Here.
So I'll stand by saying the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Any agenda corrections or additions anybody's aware of? Public comment? Mike, do you want to introduce your...
Yes. Peggy, you want to come up here? First, I'd like to thank this lady for stepping up these last few months. At City County Health, we've had a lot of... I'd say some trying times, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so she stepped up and was an interim director for... And probably a little bit before we give you that title. I've appreciated everything she's done. She's got some real... It's nice to have some open conversations, and she's done that. And if Tom was here, he'd say, yeah, we all know your number.
Yeah.
And then over time, I visit with her. I said a few times, well, Megan, just take a breath. Be patient. Relax. We're going to get there. And as of yesterday, I'd like to introduce to you Megan Valer, who is... I'm also want to witness what she's going to lead us with her vision as being the new director of City County Health.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thanks for taking me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you like to say anything?
I think I'd like to actually shoot it, Mike. Yeah, right? Well, how much time we have? I'd actually like to shoot it right back at Mike. Stepping into this role, I went from a grant coordinator in the office to being the director of nursing in the fall, which was absolutely what I wanted to do, and then being the interim administrator was opened up to me. Well, it had to be, because you're the director of nursing, and that's what happens when your administrator leaves for a while. So just getting that opportunity to be able to do that, and then to switch into this administrator role in full, I would not have been able to do what I'm doing now if I didn't have Mike to be able to bounce everything off of. I can call him at any time. And that goes with all my board members. I really just appreciate that. I'm just excited for the opportunity. I know Tom is really proud because we have a Catherine North Dakota member as the administrator of the public health unit. So, you know, I think it's going to be great. So, and Bill also. I know I could call Bill at any time these last couple months and moving forward. Probably not as much. Bill will be like, hey, don't call me.
You're fine.
And I'd also like to extend to Vicky. You have to deal with. Wow. I'm sorry, Vicky.
Well, thank you for that.
How does it feel to be granted one day and fired the next?
That should be a record. No, I'm just kidding. I'm really excited. I think it'll be great. And Mike knows I'm not afraid to ask questions. And I think that's the biggest thing you need to do in a role that you might be new at. You just ask questions. And you'll make it through it. So it'll be good.
And she said yesterday we will have less meetings now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're coming back down to once a month again.
The key is communicating, and you do well.
Yeah. She does very well at that.
So. Yeah.
Well, you're bringing a lot of enthusiasm to the job, and I really like that idea. So.
Yes. I think if that's one thing that our office needs is just enthusiasm. I don't like not bringing enthusiasm. So
yeah,
absolutely.
So, very good.
Fun.
Welcome aboard.
Yes, thank you. Thanks, all. I'll probably say this whole time, so just listen.
Okay.
To you.
Oh, it's up to you.
Thank you for all you've done over these last few months.
Absolutely.
From this board too. I know we've told you that at our board, but
yes,
I think
absolutely.
This group needs to say that too.
No, thank you.
Randy.
Morning. As you know, we're moving into that siren, and there was a couple radios we had a little bit of problem with. One was bought before they figured out what all we needed inside of it is, you know, it was an older radio, I guess, and we just want to update it. And update that radio is $1,532.12. And then the tri-band antennas we need to purchase for all the radios that we have is $916.40. And on the other radio, it's a mistake by Mid-States or by Motorola. I don't know which. But anyway, they're upgrading that. And no charge to us because it's theirs. So the total I'm asking for, I guess, for the antennas and the upgrade, that one radio is $2,448.52, if I did my math right.
Which radio is this?
It's a 50 watt out of Pat's vehicle.
A ham or no, a vehicle?
That one is a mobile. Yep, it's a vehicle one.
And that's the only one that doesn't work?
Yep.
The rest of all work?
Well, we bought them after they come up with the guidelines that we needed for now. So that has all the stuff in it. The portable, they missed putting the stuff in it themselves. So that's why I say it's no charge to us. But this one was bought before, so.
And there's no grants or rebates or anything like that.
Well, we did get a 40% from Motorola to upgrade that radio. At first, they thought the upgrade would be $2,553 for that radio just to upgrade it. And we got a 40% discount because they honored the state bid that was outdated, but they honored it for us anyway. So we got it for $1,532.12.
Was it their mistake that we bought it?
No.
Not knowing it could change up?
No. I don't know. You know, it's just one of the things that they changed kind of the guidelines of what they wanted in the radios is my understanding of it.
Yeah, well, since they came out with this, it's been how many updates or changes to it?
So.
This one that you sent us the other day, wasn't that more so a big base type station?
That's a smaller base one, but that's something I'm going to look at in the future. I just wanted you to be aware.
Oh, we're not buying that now. I was under the understanding of that.
No.
So that's what you were asking for last time, right? Last meeting?
No, he was looking at antennas.
Yeah.
Antennas last meeting.
And then the same antennas you're asking for this time again?
That's the same ones.
Oh, okay.
Yep, you guys didn't. You wanted me to come back?
So. Yeah.
Okay.
Same ones.
All right.
Oh, I was under the understanding, Randy, that on
that's
this.
That's like $8,000.
That was like $8,000.
Yeah.
So that one, I'm going to look at stuff, and I got them looking at Mid-States to see if.
So is that something you need or replacing, or what is that you're going to look at in the future?
That would be sitting down in the office.
In the office.
Yep.
But is that replacing something or just something that would be new?
Well, the one that we're upgrading would either go into the office if we can't get some money for that or into the jail. And if we can get money for the office one, we'll put that in the jail car. Not the jail car. We'll just be running portables, whoever has portables.
So whatever it is, it works now.
What?
It works now, and then you can use it again? Is that... I don't get what you're saying.
Oh, the one out of the car, we can make an office radio out of it.
Oh,
it isn't
okay.
As nice as this one here.
Okay.
You're looking just today for the upgrade and the antennas.
And the antennas, and then just so you're aware that we have a portable that's getting upgraded, too.
And we don't really have any choice in this. We got to do it to work, right?
Well, it's a lot cheaper than buying the new one.
And this is all included in that figure you gave us.
The 2,448.52.
I'll make a motion to approve this.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Pete?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Bill?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yes.
Sean?
Yes. Thank you.
How's our other vehicle coming? Have you checked on that one?
Code 4, are we getting close?
We're getting close. We got to get the one We got one that's in the shop that we're not going to put a whole lot of money into. We got to run that down, and they take the equipment out of that, put into this, the one we got sitting down there. So as soon as we get that out of the shop and get it down there. So it's close. I mean, it's a lot closer than any of the other ones we've ever had. So,
which one are we decommissioning then?
Durango.
Is that the one in the shop or no?
Yeah. Yeah, they want it. It was like, I forgot what it is. About
$2,000.
$2,500 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, $2,000 to get it fixed. Or
so we'll sell it as is when we come to the point.
It'll be as is.
And that's is that a 20? What year is that one?
Why?
I think it's a 20.
I think it's a 20, yeah. Printed off the thing that's.
I think it's a 20.
Tally.
That's fine.
It's on there.
Okay. So very good.
A couple months maybe on that one or not?
Oh, yeah. It could be. Hopefully a month. But it could be a couple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Randy.
You're on.
Thanks, Randy. Shane.
Properties?
You're up.
Yeah.
We knew that you were going to be here early, so we told Randy he had only a little time and we had to keep moving.
And we kicked him to the curb. No, I'm kidding.
Three change orders.
I sent you guys that email this morning.
Just received it, so we didn't even get a chance to read it or nothing. You've got to send it a little early.
Good deal, because it's not three.
It's not three?
It's not three, but we'll get through why it's not three.
Okay.
So, there's kind of different names and numbers I have from the general contractor, how they list them as PCOs and PCCOs. So, there's numbers like five is omitted, there's more than three. So, the first one we have here is PCO number one.
Okay, this minute we...
It probably isn't in that list that I had to...
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So in some of these, you've already approved. I just wanted to go through them that you guys have already looked at.
Okay.
So this is PCO number one. This one is for time extension. What that means is substantial completion. This does not mean a shift in that you guys wouldn't have heat by this fall. It's just a completion of the project, finishing it out. That's a move from 10-1-26 to 2-12-27, zero cost. It's just a shift in the date for substantial completion. But again...
So that would probably pertain more to the actual like wall finishing.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Nothing to do with the heat.
Functionality.
Nope.
We're still on date for the heating portion of it.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
That's what that one is for.
Okay.
To what date? To what?
2-12-27.
12, that's a good date.
From when to when?
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
10-1-26 to 2-12-27.
So 5 months.
Four, roughly.
Yep, okay.
At no cost. So that
I like
the no cost thing.
Yep, that's a no cost change.
Okay, lovely.
All right, and then
we
should find it. We're not getting it done.
Isn't there some sort of a thing in there that they had to have it completed by a certain date?
Well, we had in there a specific date for heating, which is still being held.
Okay.
That hasn't changed.
Okay. But the completion date, wasn't there a completion date in the original?
I'll review that, but I'm quite certain our very specific completion date was for heating to make sure that that was online. This one was more of just finishing it out based on the way things are coming.
And I think we did that because once we started tearing, once we start tearing into walls and tearing into chases and stuff like that.
I get that, but when you have a construction plan and it has a date on it, usually it's a penalty if you don't get it done by that date.
Well, it depends on if it was written up for everything or just the heating part of it.
Right.
The heating part was the specific one.
Okay.
Yeah. Had the lock-in time.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
We move to the next one?
Yep.
Okay. PCC 001, you guys have seen this one. This is this $6,732. This was for the abatement of removing additional mechanical items from the tunnel, from this building to the tunnel. That was never in the original construction
just to
documents.
Get it over to the other side.
It's to remove and abate piping from where we had
X
the line
to Z
here into the jail. So that's what that one's for, and you guys have already processed this one.
And it's how much? $600,000?
No, $6,732.
Okay, I already have that written down here. Yep, okay.
Okay. Next one we have is PCCO02. So this would be when we did a controls deduct for occupancy sensors, and then we also added in lighting in the basement, and this ended up being a net credit of $9,240.
We got that money back?
Correct.
Okay.
And this one has already been signed and processed.
Okay.
Okay, now we get into kind of the big one, which we have the PCCO003. And this one is for $50,699. And to go with this one, I'm going to add PCO008 for $15,944.0.
We don't have that.
Would have had PCCO03 in that email, but you probably wouldn't have PCO08 because I got this after.
Okay.
We don't have that one.
So these two go together, and they're together because we had that original allowance for structural engineering for opening up the building. We had a cost for provided for structural engineer to basically give us guidance once we open up the chases. We opened up the chases from the original way that the plan was drawn together. We were cutting more holes than we needed to, and that is what this change is about, a fair portion of it. And so the steel number is only 15,000. We have 50,000 over here because we were able to reutilize and change the ductwork in order to better use the existing chases and their existing openings to reduce the amount of structural cutting that we need to do within the building. So if we didn't do that, the steel number would be much higher, and likely higher than the number that we have here. But also within this number three change order here, we also have some additional items for soffits coming in out of those existing chases where we didn't before. And we also have an electrical item for the chiller. That's what's in this, the big one. And these two are tied together. Like I said, that if this one was less, this one would be more. And that was all due to structural steel that was going to happen after the fact. And these are largely tied to that contingency number that we put together at the beginning of the project, saying, well, we have a number in for structural. We don't know what it's going to be until we open up the walls to try to mitigate it. And that's where these change orders are coming from.
And how much contingency money did we have?
We recommended $300,000 when the bids were accepted.
And this would be $65,000 into that?
Correct.
Okay.
The next, do we have any other questions on those two? No? Okay. The next one is PCO004. This is for $2,403.50. This is to adjust some structural conduit that was in the way of some ductwork in the basement. We were trying to split it in the basement, and it ended up not working, and we just need to move the conduit up, and that's the cost of this.
Okay.
The next one, I'm going to skip over 7. I'll get back to that one at the end. We have PCO009. This is a credit for $4,599.10. And this is to do with the finish of the enclosure for the chiller and the generator and the transformer.
009 is a credit for how much?
$4,599.10.
Do you get any more of those credit ones?
Yeah. So on the last one here, this one is the enclosure slab. So on the original design document, we just had slabs for the existing equipment. This change order would give you concrete across the entire enclosure for ease of maintenance. We left it out, and the design is just cost, trying to remove it out in there. This is what that cost would be if you wanted to add that in there to help with maintenance for the enclosure. I hold off on saying that this $13,315.70 just yet, because of the generator, the new generator that you guys are looking to get at with FEMA is a different size than this one. And so we're going to look to see what can we do with the enclosure and adjust that. So that will change this number.
Okay.
And what would be the number of that one?
So as it is today, as it's drawn on the plan, this would be $13,350.70. And this is to make it so that it's concrete and cross the entire enclosure and not just the base of the equipment.
What
hold it.
What change order number is that?
This is PCO 007. Correct.
Okay.
So is this a separate building we're building outside?
It's a wall around your equipment that's gated. So this will house the generator, the chiller, and the...
It's not actually got a roof on it.
No, there's no roof.
This actually does for sound, too, a little bit?
Yep, sound and then protecting the equipment.
Yeah.
And where will that be on that side?
It'll be down south.
South corner.
Yep.
How big an area?
Roughly 30 by 30, but that's, like I said, going to change. I just got the dimensions for that FEMA generator yesterday, and so I'm going to look to see, because that one is quite a bit longer than the one that's sitting out there. We're probably going to change the way it looks out there so that we adjust for parking. We don't really want to kind of keep eating up the total parking spot. We also don't want to remove that tree out there. So those are kind of the big things we're looking at with that.
Okay.
So this one we don't really have to worry about right now because we don't know.
No, and that's why I bring it up, because it is a number that will get updated and we'll rebut to you guys. And
it's on the back burner.
But right now I think the number's going to change. What that'll be, I can't tell you right now.
Okay.
So when will this actually be in effect? Like maybe at the end of the summer? Or
as soon as they get dimensions on whatever.
Yeah, we're working with Gropper again, with FEMA, Jessica and I both, and getting numbers all with Josh Roeder, the electrical engineer.
But this isn't holding up construction at all.
Oh, no.
We have the dimensions, so we'll plan for it. And even if you don't have that one, for whatever reason, happens with that grant, I mean, that will still sit on the same pad. Yeah. It's just, you know, trying to, we're going to cut
whether or not you make it.
Yep.
Because,
as you guys are kind of working through it, we just want to be.
Okay.
But this isn't something that has to be done right now, anyway.
No.
So I do have one question, and you're both sitting here. They plan on getting into this room.
Yep.
Is that like within the next 2 weeks?
Nope.
So it'll be after.
Yep. So we're going to end, we're tying this in with over there.
Okay.
So they're working their way around this way, so this will be actually the last room.
Because if it ends up being during a meeting, what I was thinking is we would transfer it up to the highway department.
Yeah, and I think that would be what we should plan for anyway.
I just want to know when so we get the word out enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you get close, let us know, please.
Yep, I'll do that.
Because we have to advertise that it's moved to a different venue.
And I know even when they get done in here, this grid work will not be completed. So
yeah, which is whatever.
But, a little bit until then. I'll
Okay.
notice on getting it, sure.
Just going to last go through it. So of the ones, everything is approved for today. That would be, your total comes to $61,989.50. And this leaves the contingency left over to be $238,011 even.
Until you put some more credits back
in
there.
Correct, yeah.
That's taking your credits, everything other than that slab out there.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Anything else? Oh, go ahead.
We need a motion for that, I guess.
I would think so. We're spending money.
Yeah. I make a motion to approve. Go ahead, Sean.
Motion, and there's a second. Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Sean.
Yes.
Nikki.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
We'll work on some more credit.
Next time when he comes back, it'll all be credits.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Megan, did you see how that worked, that we keep getting credits, not expenses?
Yeah.
You heard that, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
So are we paying as we go? Are we
getting That's what I'm saying. How are we coming on?
Have we been getting bills?
Money-wise to keep going to for these.
Till we need some money.
Yeah.
For what?
For paying for these projects. Are we paying roars? Are we paying?
Are we getting a spreadsheet of where percentage or what's getting paid, or is that just going to Shane?
I mean, we're paying every month, aren't we? Or
yes, no, we're not. We're paying. I think the last time was.
I'm sure as they hit their spots for percentage-wise.
They bill every so often.
Yeah,
it isn't monthly.
But are we getting a spreadsheet to show where we're at on all that, or who's?
Could we get a spreadsheet that starts with the total of what the project is, what we have spent so far?
Yeah, I think they've got them. It's just who's getting them right now. I don't know who's, because I'm sure they're doing it as they're having their meetings. They're going to have that.
So you could ask them or make one up yourself.
Sooner or later, we won't have
general. So that way, we would know.
Get up because some of it's Martin Mechanical, some of it's Roars.
Right. Which some of it's going to be coming
and
up.
And it's going to be percentage, but like Pete said, eventually we're running on that cushion that we've had, and we're going to be into that.
Yeah. I got about $159,000 left from the COVID funds to pay yet.
That's what's left
out of COVID funds. Then it's going to have to start coming out of somewhere else.
Right. You can put that in your spreadsheet, too, where the funds is coming out of.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks. I appreciate that, really, because it's all Greek, all these changes that they're putting in different things. So.
Well, our next one is until 8:45, so auditor's office approval of the minutes. Everybody's got a copy.
Is 8:45 calling in? Or is it coming?
No, they'll be here.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. National Day of Prayer Gathering, May 7th.
They look, as we talked before, they've done this other years. They just were a little late to asking about it, but they're looking to be out front on the either the concrete or the front lawn or something out front on Thursday.
That's Thursday?
Yeah.
This Thursday?
Yeah.
And they're having lunch too, it said on the radio?
Yeah, that's what they
Or hot dogs?
Hot dogs or something.
Water or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing that we have to do or anything on our side of it. But they've done how many years? They've done a few years, right, Julie? Or, yeah.
And we don't sponsor it as a county event or anything. It's, I mean, it's
we basically host them on our property.
I mean, we don't get church and state mixed up.
No.
Is that 11 o'clock, 11:30?
It's around noon, 11:30, I think.
So do we have make a motion to approve to let them do it?
Make one.
I'll slow move.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
How many times do we got to look at doing that? I mean, the school comes over and uses it. Do we motion for everybody that uses that front lawn?
Well, the only thing is it's nice to know.
Because I know Foster said, do we come back every year? And I said, well, you got to come back at least a little earlier because last time it wasn't enough time to get on our
game. It's just nice so then we're aware of what's what.
Yeah.
So. And it's not like they're coming every day to beat on the door. So whoever comes and if they
that's why I
check with us and whatever.
I said we'd put it on here ahead of time just to make it kosher, but they need to advertise to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bill.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Vicky.
Yes.
Did you have anything else, Julie?
Not unless you want to talk about Wes's request.
About that sign or something for the...
That sign.
Oh.
He wanted to apply for a grant, which was free.
Yeah, I'm A-okay with that.
What's this with Wes?
Oh, it's back ways.
Yeah.
About putting a plaque on the courthouse for...
The 250 board. Or the 100?
For the 100.
Historical registry.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Historical registry.
100 years.
Yeah, historical
100 years of the courthouse.
And they have a sign, and then you've got to decide where you want the sign.
It's been back way,
right? It's a ways back. I don't
know. Yeah, it was quite a ways back.
Mm-hmm. Now that you mention it, yes, I remember hearing it, so...
Which I'm okay with. It just we have to be kind of aware of where they want to put it.
Yeah.
It was back on April 29th.
Yeah. That would be the big thing.
So just tell them to go ahead with the grant, and then worry about where it's going to go later.
Yeah. Once it's here and whatever,
we'll find a spot.
Yeah.
So do we have to make a motion? I'll make a motion that we approve the plaque, but placement needs to be
addressed at time.
Addressed yeah, at I don't know time. If we need.
I don't think we need one.
Okay, then good.
We just want to know if it's okay if he applies for the grant. Yeah. As long as it's not costing anything.
Yeah. See if he gets it. No. We also going to talk about if we were doing anything.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I haven't had another meeting with. But they said it.
Okay. Yeah.
That was the last meeting. They asked if we were applying anything for.
Yeah.
An event to celebrate the 100th.
What could we do? A picnic would be nice. I don't know if we can get one together that quick.
Do we have to do it by community days, or can we piggyback on to those Summer on Central things?
Community would be good, only for the simple fact that there's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's
a month away.
Do you want to do a picnic, ice cream floats, birthday cake?
Well, hopefully it's warm enough outside where we could do floats. That'd be a good thing.
Yeah. I asked Bill about if he did that kind of stuff, and he said, yeah, he'd work with us.
I mean,
but he'd want to know
ice cream and cake or something would be plenty, I think.
Yeah, I think ice cream and cake. Cake, because we're celebrating. Because
there's plenty of food vendors. We don't want to cut into food vendors.
Right. They're going to all be downtown there.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
But a float or something, nobody does. I don't think uptown. But, I mean, it don't matter to me.
Well,
food-wise, we don't have to do anything.
No.
But either, like you say, cake and ice cream or...
It'd be funny. Who's going to coordinate it, though? I mean, it's 6 weeks away or 5 weeks away.
Vicki?
I guess, how many people do we want to feed?
500.
500?
I don't know.
No. Do you want that
I
many?
I want dogs.
I don't know how many actually come to this.
If you're going
to
do it during a community day, there's going to be people out here.
Yep. So
I'd say hundreds.
300?
Hundreds.
Oh, how many? 100?
Hundreds.
Hundreds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't think 500's out of line, because we did how many? 200 something.
We did 200 with tacos.
Yeah, I would say 500.
Well, I was thinking that the same amount of people would probably come, so about 300. But you're thinking you...
Well, I think during community days, there are going to be more people.
You'll get a lot of young people and families and that.
Yeah.
So.
And you're going to do it here on the grounds, or...
I think so. On the south lawn.
Yeah.
If you did it down over here, then it is just kind of right straight across from the street.
Yeah, right across from the car.
And if it rains, where can we put it, since this building is so under construction at this time? Can we can't move it inside, can we?
No, we're screwed.
We're screwed if it rains, right?
That's what you're doing. The whole, car show, everything's going to be... The weather isn't good. Yeah. Just cut your people.
You might have a tent or something.
Yeah.
We could serve cake under a tent.
Yeah.
We got a small tent to serve, but we can't hardly put up tents for hundreds of people.
No, not everybody.
And they're not good. They're going to come roll through and all come at one time.
No, it'll just be for serve.
I think you just plan on it out front. And
I would shoot for 500.
You want 500 people?
Yeah.
Okay. And cake, and you want ice cream with the cake, or just cake?
Cake and ice cream.
Cake and ice cream.
Hopefully it'll be hot, so.
Because the library will have their pie and ice cream.
Yeah.
Too, so. Right. They always do.
Yes, they're doing pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never turned down anything free food-wise ice cream.
Yeah. Ours will be free, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because the library does charge, I think, for theirs a little bit.
Well, it's a donation type
thing.
Free will donation, but ours would be free.
Ours
would
be free.
I don't want to cut into theirs, but...
Right.
Yeah.
It's a big thing.
It's a big thing, 100 year.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Do we want to advertise it, too, in the Times Record? And on the...
Well, we'll have to, yeah. Well, you got to get the word out or it doesn't do you much good.
Uh-huh.
So we have a budget for this?
Can we advertise along with the Community Days flyer? Economic Development or?
That'd be Chamber.
Chamber.
Chamber of Commerce to do touch base with them.
Okay.
I'm just trying to help you out here. I'm getting you a head start.
Okay, good. Who are you talking to?
didn't get an answer back there.
So who's there?
Bill. Bill. We'll see what he says. The one that does our tacos.
Oh, I thought we were going to just order the cake like at Lever's or someplace.
Well, too.
He does the cakes, yeah, too?
Well, I'm checking with him.
Yep. Oh, I didn't know. I thought he just did food.
Well, that is food.
Well, I know, but you know what I mean, the health meals type thing.
It's healthy food, though.
Yeah.
I personally think people like $100 bills given out.
Well, then we'll come right over to City County Health when you're handing them out.
Oh.
Typical, she hides.
Bring up the idea of the home.
What a great idea, though.
All right. Josh, you got anybody coming besides you two? Come on up. Grab that chair and pull another one up if you guys want to sit.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, Josh.
Morning.
I'm going to defer most of the conversation to Nathan.
Okay.
I don't.
Whoa!
Maybe that was a good chair.
That's why I gave you that one. I wanted to see if you're awake.
Funny.
Nice guy, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm going to defer most to Nathan here because I'm not privy to all the details of exactly what's going on. I'm not sure that he is either, but he's much more versed as far as municipality programs go, and probably some options for you guys. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, I've been talking to Debbie and you, Chairman, about you got your HVAC upgrade, and so just wanted to offer our services as far as a loan. Like I mentioned, you know, there's a couple grants available, but what I would encourage is probably going for the full loan amount, and then if grants come along, great, and then that just reduces that loan amount. That's what I'd recommend. So it's pretty straightforward. Department of Commerce has that grant, and then I think you guys, I read the minutes, had the courthouse grant, and they basically essentially said come back for the second round.
Yeah.
That's a grant I used to sit on, actually. Turned out, of all things, on a committee. But usually they would give all the money away in January, but they didn't this year, so there'll be a second round coming up mid-year. So I would think you guys would be towards the top of that. Now, I don't know how far along you are. Is that the project there? Is it a separate project that's going on outside? Have you started?
No, that's all the same project.
It is all the same project.
So
the Commerce one might be a challenge if it's already started. Okay. That'll be the challenge. But the Courthouse one, since you applied, you know, end of December, that January, and that still might be applicable.
Okay.
So obviously tax exempt, so that's Josh's expertise as far as all that, all those details. But yeah, questions?
What's your percentage rate right now?
Again, without knowing all the details, the project sources, uses, intended repayment. I mean, I'm hesitant to quote you a rate, but if we get to that point, obviously we're going to be as competitive as we possibly can be. And as Nathan mentioned, the tax free rate will be a consideration, so it'll be below Bill or Pete coming in and getting a commercial or ag or personal loan. So. Again, without the numbers and the...
So like 2%?
Yeah, right around 2%. Yeah.
Above prime.
Above prime.
You told me a percent and a half.
You said free.
Well, the thing is the project was 3.3, I think, to begin with.
Okay. Yeah.
And we were going to take X amount out of our general fund. And then we still have money left over from the COVID funding that can only be used for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've been getting some grants trickling in. We're hoping for more as we go, but it kind of boils down to whatever our end number is going to be when we get all set up.
Yep.
Originally, I was talking to the Bank of North Dakota, and they said, well, whenever you figure out what you want, just let us know and we'll take care of you. So. That was where we went. Then Debbie started talking to you, and we deal in town and everything else. So,
and it'd probably be around $2 million, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We're going to get to a map.
You guys feel comfortable what your repayment would like to be, look like? To Josh's point, you know,
$50 a month.
Oh, okay.
You
know, yeah.
Forever.
Sounds good to me. It's a lot of interest.
Yeah.
How far out can you do $2 million?
I mean, what would we do at 10 or 20? Or
I think that's reasonable at 10 for sure.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You know, I'm assuming it's going to be unsecured, right? Just by the
you can have a courthouse if it goes to that.
I mean, honestly, are you able to pledge assets? Or
I'm sure we can.
What did you say?
Guys, could take their CDs that you have and then just pledge those.
I'm
sure we could guarantee that.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's on the table, then that loosens up your repayment terms quite a bit. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, is this something that would qualify for flex pays buy down? I don't know. We've done public entities before.
Yeah.
For flex? Really?
Mm-hmm. Parks and Rec, when we did that building, we used flex pace. Now, that's new construction. And I want to be careful. I'm not certain this would qualify a renovation.
You're just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I mean, let's try to explore everything we can. That would be obviously huge.
Yeah.
Then you are talking
1%. Yeah. 1%. Is there a limit on that flex space? I mean, through the development?
So $66,000 through Development Corp, which in turn leverages $200,000 from the Bank of North Dakota. So, I mean, that's black and white. You're saving $200,000 if you can tap that.
Okay.
Is that something you could look into?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. That would be awesome.
Yeah. I'll talk to Jennifer as soon as we leave here and get her on board first. If we're on board, when I say we, I mean the Development Corp, Bank of North Dakota will be on board there much.
They kind of take your recommendations to heart.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I've only had one project that they say didn't fit, but it was a unique deal.
So what do we have to do to get this ball rolling? Anything right now?
Well, from our perspective, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
You know. But, you know, if Josh wants to, we can look into the BMD flex and get back to you guys.
And if you have a sources and uses and a repayment plan outline, that would be great. I don't need it to get that ball rolling.
We were talking about that earlier. We're going to put a spreadsheet together to
where everything's going, but
see what money
ballpark, that's kind of where we're probably going to be at.
They want us to back in 10 years, $2 million, and see what that looks like.
Yeah.
Annual repayment.
That would be
And if it looks high, maybe we'll have to go to 15 or 20 years.
Yeah. We were going to try to fit that in with that so that it all fit into the 10 mil for the jail repayment. Because we had extra in there, didn't we?
We have some extra.
There is, but I don't remember how much.
I mean, not extra money, but we have movement in there for repayments.
Yeah, if you have that number in mind, whatever the.
But see, the whole idea is that we didn't want to take our reserves down, and so if we pledge our reserves as collateral, then I'm fine with that.
Yep.
So.
And probably a good timing coming into the budget season, so you can see what that looks like. And good old 1176. So that 3% does for you.
No, isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because this will be the year we'll start some coming home to roost.
It's going
to
be.
Did your egg land values go down?
Yeah.
About 6%.
Yeah, ours was 8. My other hat that we have in hand. So that's
going to be a real fun year budgeting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's easy. You raise the mills rate by 8%, but that's easy, equitable for the farmland. But all of the residential now, and they get it's a lopsided.
And then 3% budget cap. So
And people are going to be screaming anyway because they're going to see the school money on there and think it's the county, and it's not. It's the school money. So.
Yep. We thought it's $1,600, but we'll still. Expect to see 1600.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to see it.
And keep in mind, in another year, it'll be 2100. And every 2 years, it goes up $500.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
They've decided that for how long, though?
I think perpetuity. I mean, that's
it ain't guaranteed.
No. I think it wasn't perpetuity. That wasn't
proven every 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I don't think it's forever.
Well, but according to the governor, if there's, that's part of 1176, it's $500. That was part of the bill. Was every 2 years, it's $500. Hmm. Unless they were to retroactive 1176, but hopefully the
order for 2 years until the state runs out of money.
Yeah, well, hopefully that's one benefit of the oil with the prices.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, Josh, if you want to just touch base, see what we can leverage there.
Yep, and
see
where absolutely.
Run some numbers and get back to us.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you today.
Okay.
Who do I Bill?
Basically Bill.
Keep in touch with Nate there, and he keeps in touch with Debbie and myself. And
when you email Bill, he can forward it on to the rest of us.
Okay.
So, sounds like a plan. Thanks for missing your meeting today.
Yeah, I'm happy to. No.
Would you rather just email Julie and she can pass it along?
It'll light agenda.
It doesn't matter. But.
Yeah, why don't you just email Julie and she can pass it along to all of us.
Okay.
That way Bill can actually do his other job.
Sure.
So.
Okay.
That okay with you, Julie? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Because she'll want to know it anyway. So.
Yeah.
Been in Valley City twice in a week already, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I meet at the school last week for school boards. So.
Yeah.
And tomorrow's Wednesday. Yeah. Another day you can come back.
Yeah.
Loving it.
Right. Yes. All right. Well, thanks.
Okay. Well, thanks to the both of you for coming in.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Bet.
Commission discussion. Pete.
I did talk to the VA last week. She had a couple of ideas for part-time drivers, and they both declined it. So she is advertising for, after the last situation, she's going to redo the wording in a little bit. I don't know what she's going to change exactly, but she will advertise for another driver. She did not send out, I didn't get the mileage.
Nope, I didn't get any mileage.
She said she'd have the mileage out by Monday, but she apparently didn't. So,
nope,
I don't have mileage. We'll have that next meeting. We had an airport meeting last week. Nothing really out of the ordinary. Just a revamp. We served, 240 people at our taco day, more or less.
Mm-hmm. That was kind of where we were at.
Yeah, so it was a good...
It was a good term.
It never was really busy, but it apparently was steady.
Steady, pretty much all the time.
We never had people waiting online or anything, but...
No, I like the way they all came.
And I think everybody had a good time, so... We had a development corporation last... No, I guess we reported on that already.
Yep.
We did meet with a... I met up at Foss Park last week with Scott Kohler from Park. Ed called me, and it was me and Scott Kohler and Tiki from the Corps, Barry Capon, one Pat from the Sheriff's, and Bobby... and Kerry Johnson. And we're just talking about Foss Park because there's been some longer term camping there that maybe some rougher looking people, and it's kind of scared away some of the kayakers, stuff like that. So we proposed, or they were proposing that instead of like a 10-day camping sign there, they'd cut it down to 2 or 3. I think that's what they said, around 2 or 3 day was one. And we were told at the time that Water Trails is going to pay for the signs, and then that the Corps is going to kind of move the park, the benches around and everything, and kind of take care of the signs. And then you guys will patrol it once in a while. I farm right there, so I'll drive by every day and report into Pat if anything's going on suspiciously. So, and there was, at that time, there was no cost to us on upkeep or... not on signs, upkeep, or anything. So,
but
so
we,
is that a county park?
It is a county park, I think.
Because what I was reading in his, it said it was, seemed like it was.
It's kind of a hit and miss type thing. It really isn't, but Barnes County has helped out with it.
It used to be private property, and then FEMA bought it out because there was a house there. So then FEMA, I think, did they give it to the county?
That's kind of how the county ended up.
I mean, this would have been 30 years ago.
I would assume that's what happened,
Because the house flooded out in probably one of those 79 floods.
Yeah.
And So then I think it was given to the county, and it's not really an official park. It's just a park.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't even know we had camping there until a couple of years ago people started camping.
Yeah.
So, because there are no services. There's no electricity, no sewer, or anything like that.
Well, according to what Bobby Keplin sent out, we're going to be on the hook for power washing the inside of the privy fort, or the outside, no, the interior. So they painted, and we're supposed to install two signs on County Road 19. And we are supposed to consider purchasing a grill on pipe stand for $350.
Okay. Well, that was brought up after that meeting.
We haven't okayed any of that.
We haven't okayed any of that.
I didn't, of course, okay anything.
Okay. So are we on the hook for the power washing and the sign replacement?
Scott from our parks said he would do that. He volunteered his time to do that.
So, okay.
Apparently, so.
Well, as far as the sign, we're going to ask you.
Was that at Toss Park?
Yes.
Yeah.
I suppose they just have, you know, there's a lot of signs going to Toss Park, but they just have to put another sign. And well, I don't know what the sign would change.
I don't know what would change, yeah.
Because I don't see where we need signs on the Valley Road, because nothing's changing. The only thing changing is cutting down to 2 or 3 days of
right, and that you don't sign that on in the
no,
road
you anyway. Sign that in the park.
Yeah.
So. Are they on that system where they have to check in?
Not there.
Not there.
No.
So it's first come, first serve, whoever can come.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's not a lot of camping there. I mean, there's a group that usually comes Memorial Day, and there's a group that usually, a family that usually comes on the 4th of July, and maybe Labor Day. But other than that, like last year, there's some old van that parked there for a week or two, and, you know.
And that scared people away.
Well, yeah, and then somebody moved the picnic table from under the shelter and parked the van under the shelter for
a while. Yeah, they used that. Yeah.
So no parking.
But then stuff like that, the sheriffs can come in.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are going to, if that happens, you're going to go talk to those people.
Well, we were down there on those things last year.
Yeah. Because there's one, somebody that moved out of Moon Lake and moved up there, and then they moved up to the core.
And they moved back to Moon Lake.
Yeah, so you were aware of it, but we just don't want anybody parking, you know, long term, because there's no garbage services either. So, you know.
And yeah, there isn't usually a problem with garbage down there, is there?
There hasn't been. I mean, on the weekends, maybe the campers are full, and I don't even know who does the garbage if the wildlife does the garbage.
Well, doesn't the wildlife do it? I thought it takes care of the.
Well, they take care of the grass.
Grass. They do the cutting. Mm-hmm.
They must take the garbage too.
They must do the garbage too.
I've never seen a garbage truck there, so. Mm-hmm. Apparently so much.
But that'd be the only thing that would build up if they stayed there while it's a garden.
And I told
him. And that happened a couple times.
I told Scott Tickey they might have put another can there, you know, just for garbage.
It says in here that the Cheyenne River Water Trails Byway relocate a second garbage container next to the water trail garbage container.
Okay.
And reinstall no fish can be put in the garbage.
Yeah, Bobby said that they were going to pay for the signage and everything that day. And that's as far as it went from there.
Yeah.
So these updates he's been sending, I don't know any more about that than you guys.
Well, just as long as whatever signs they do, they go talk to Jamie, not like last time, because hopefully it can be added to sign or posted or
that are there. Well, I don't see where we need any signage.
Yeah, so. I don't know what else we would need out there.
I can talk to Bobby about that, but I don't see where we need signs.
Right.
That's where that's gone.
My guess on the signage is they want another spot where the kayaks can get in.
It could be.
I mean, well, what else would they want back on?
Because the kayaks usually come out of that north spot and go in on this side spot.
Right.
So maybe they're going to put a sign there.
That would be the one thing I could think of that they want additional signage there. There's a spot.
And it is fairly busy for
water trail landing or whatever. Yeah.
They put in below the dam, and then they get off there, or they get on there, and they get off the fish hatchery.
It's
about a 2.5 hour trip on the north end, and then to get to fish hatchery is about a 3 hour trip. It's longer than a guy thinks.
Yeah.
So, because my kids have done it, and it takes some time. So, that's all I got.
Okay, Sean.
Nothing. The social service meeting moved to Thursday of this week. and Water Board, Economic Development, and Library, or not Library, the Museum will be next week.
Okay.
And I was going to talk about the whatever we're going to do for the 100 years, but we already did that, so.
Okay.
Is the museum doing anything special?
Well, and that's why it was brought up. No, not that I know of.
Would they want to join in with us?
And I will find that out on you.
Because that would be if we got then.
If they want to partner
up with us, that would be.
Somebody West might.
There'd be a spot for them. And,
They'd like to.
Since they're going to do all the work for that plaque.
But I know the museum gets pretty busy that weekend because I've had grandkids in there and they're limited help. So,
yeah.
I mean, they're pretty swamped. Yeah. So.
But they can run a biome.
Yeah. But you could try to ask if they want to partner with us.
Louie or the board might want to help out with something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm guessing what the question, the only other question that would get asked is if we'd want to do like a t-shirt or something that have Bill print them up. So I know they've done that for different events through the museum. So, and they could probably do it through the gift shop down there. But I will ask.
Just mention it to them, see if they have a thought on it.
Mike?
A lot of city county health meetings. Megan, maybe you can touch base of where we're going. We told you yesterday.
We
want to look at try to look at what the needs is for hiring. So we're going to be looking at something down there, right?
Yeah, I definitely think that with the office being set up the way it is right now, it's kind of the perfect storm to be able to build it into exactly what you want it to be. And with our home health agency booming now that we've contracted with a physical therapist, it opens an opportunity for someone to be a leader of the home care side of things and then also someone to be a leader of the health promotion side of things. So someone being in charge of the grants and the immunization, and then someone being in charge of the home care. And then I would be able to kind of oversee it all. So just going to write up, obviously, budgets are due in June, so looking at what that's all going to entail and then putting the pieces together of who we definitely probably need to get on another nurse, especially if we have someone going on maternity leave in June. So, being able to get somebody else in that position and get them trained in and also being able to offer the opportunity to build up when you're coming in. You probably start to as your RN, but you would be able to build into a manager director role if it fits you well. So we did just hire a new nurse in February, and she's from Sanborn, and she's fantastic, and I actually really see her building into one of the roles to be able to support the office. And so we're lucky. We're really, it's weird to say you're lucky compared to what we've all been through, but I feel like our team is really, we have a good solid base now, and I think we'll be able to build in and bring in people who will really suit us and support us. So.
Good. She's coming back with some ideas next meeting.
Yeah, so they'll have a statement in this meeting, and
You do know about the big healthcare grants that are out there.
Yes.
And you did, we have.
Because they've been touted a lot.
Yes, we did apply for one of them. It's just one, we are sharing one with Stutzman County, so they give us $80,000 every year for 5 years, and we'll split that with Stutzman, so then we'll get $40,000. And that, I just wrote that to look like just improving community health. It can be, kind of made it more general to kind of fit into whatever will best fit the community, but like you said, there's so many more rolling out, and
The big one she talked about, a lot of that got, we couldn't get at those, right?
Well, yes, originally they wanted public health to be the champion of all the grants that were rolling out and to be able to help people and be the ones signing people up and doing the things, and then they slowly
backed it down.
$296 million to $40,000.
Yes.
This is how it works. And so, but there are, like you said, other grants rolling out. We can still apply for them. I would say the capacity in the office right now is, I want to see what they are, and I want to see if we could still fit them in and try and make it work, because it's a great opportunity. I also know that there will be more coming out, though, so I'm kind of seeing and waving. And I do let the community know, though, if someone needs help or asks questions about how to do it or how to manage a grant or what that would look like, we're always open for questions and to help. So, but it is a lot of good money coming out, and it can really benefit the community. So,
from the regional council, they said that funding opportunities will be released in phases.
Yes.
So there may be an opportunity later on.
Yep.
And then they have a bunch of web links that you can sign up for webinars on May 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, like I said, it's just...
There's a lot out there.
Yes, it is a lot. And I tried asking Mike if he'd come be a grant coordinator with me. He said he didn't have time. So...
Who told you that?
Mike said he didn't have time to come be a grant coordinator.
He's semi-retired.
Yeah, semi-retired.
So how many nurses do we have?
So right now we have an LPN, and then we have three RNs. So me, Kristen, and Heather.
Is that fully staffed?
No.
We used to have a lot more than that.
We used to have a lot more.
I mean, we used to have twice that many, didn't we?
Yeah. In the past year, we've, like, cut our staff in half, basically. Okay. And I think some of that change needed to happen, but also, like I said, with this new PT contract that we have, we can take on so many more home health clients, and I do see that as a big win and something that I do want to harvest and make sure we're providing for the community, because I do want to be able to serve not only Valley City, but all of Barnes County, being able to go out and visit and keep people in their homes as long as possible. So, but I also understand that the grants coming in, that's also a huge part in being able to keep us going and funded and fueled. So,
a lot of the ones that we were probably a little overstaffed after COVID.
Yeah, to be fair. COVID threw a wrench, and I didn't have to be here for that. I was a staffed hospital nurse in Bismarck during COVID. So, I think, like I said, some of the changes need to happen, but it's definitely needed to bring some people back in. So,
do you still go out in the country for patients?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just remember in old days, I had some uncles that, you know, heart surgeries and that, and City County Health would go out and check on them.
Yeah.
Do you still do that kind of services?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. And I think that's, like I said,
that's something we want to try to build up.
That was a good service. These are old bachelor uncles that had nobody to care for them.
Exactly. And I know that, like, people want to stay. They want to stay where they are, and I think it's very fair. And especially being able to bring PT, physical therapy, and occupational therapy to them, that's just a huge thing that we're really seeing the community needing. More so, I mean, nursing, yes, but like I said, just getting people stronger to stay where they are is, like, the biggest thing.
Well, it saves money in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you can stay at your home, it's way cheaper than staying in a facility.
Well, right, and then where are we going to put everybody, too, if they need to go to a facility? It's, yeah. And then you're going to a facility that's not even close to where you grew up in, and it can really throw you in. So I think, like I said, that's one of the huge priorities I want to make sure we keep is to not only being able to serve Valley City, but to serve all of Barnes County and getting people out and going to them. So, yeah, right now we're in Daisy, Litchfield. Oh, yes, we're in Daisy and Litchfield right now. So, like I said, when referrals come in, we try and keep them all, see what we can do.
Good.
I just sent Mike the Rural Transformation Funding Program, mm-hmm. and he'll have to forward it to you because I didn't have you as my contact right now. But okay. Mike can drop it into you. And I know that some of those webinars are today, but there's all week. So.
Yes. I think that's like one of the beautiful things, too, about being in a public health office like I am. And, you know, you don't have to go far to find somebody to help you with a question that you have. The administrators that are around here and even just the people in charge at the state level, they're so willing to help and act like and guide you. So, yeah, I think it'll be good. But, yes, I'm really lucky I started out in grant writing in this office because I think that's a huge thing to be able to help build back up then again. It can be a little intimidating, but, yeah. It'll be good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Anything else?
It's all I've had for the last month, it seems like a city.
Just think of how much free time you're going to have now, Mike.
I think the same.
Vicki.
I probably will try and get a picture with everybody at the end if that's okay.
Oh, sure.
You have to post something in the paper.
We're going to get a picture just with you, I think.
Yeah.
What about?
Well, we'll see. Okay. We want to get something in to
show her where she's the new director.
Oh, that's good.
Well, that would be sweet.
Yes.
So anyway, I did go to the South Central Regional Council, and that's where I found out about this funding program for you. And at there, there was the big meeting, so it kind of had everything from around the area, and they were talking about a wind farm in Wishing, Mashantosh County. They were hoping to get ordinance is in place for this. Harvey has a meat market coming up that they're building and looking for a swimming pool. Fessenden has a lagoon project.
Orange Barnes County project.
Garrison is selling diversion parts, and they want to, in Wells County, they want to sell part of the Garrison diversion, and I thought that was quite interesting. So,
well, they're going to use that. How are they going to sell it if they're going to pump Garrison water over here?
Or if they can't sell it, they want to give it to the county, Wells County. So it's weird, but I don't know all the details on that, but it was mentioned. So there's a greenhouse going up in Ellendale. There's a laundry going in Edgeley. They're thinking about putting a roundabout on 281 down there and at Edgeley so that people would have to go around in circles there. Mm-hmm. I thought it was kind of weird, and they're hoping that doesn't happen. But they're talking about power line from Jamestown to Ellendale, and a tire center is going to go up in Edgeley. Carrington has a rainbow gardens, and I think I got a flyer on that. Carrington used to have a rainbow gardens, and they want to redo that again. So here's a little flyer on it if you want, are interested. And then Job Service sent out some numbers, if you want to pass them on, of how the Job Service is doing. They are currently looking for an H-2A inspector. I think this is the person that inspects the homes for transient workers come in. And then I told you guys about the Department of Environmental Quality for asbestos removal. If you can contact them for the building that we may have to tear down after we get our HVAC system all worked up. They're looking at a solar panel farm now north of Jamestown. They want to put in solar panels. So. That's about it for the regional council.
George Barnes County stuff.
I thought I sent you out.
What did you put in for Barnes County?
There's things in the work for Barnes County, but you know this is the season that the grants are going right now. This is just stuff that's happening in the area. They didn't necessarily get grants for this stuff that I was talking about. They were just touting what was going on in their area. As for the stuff that we actually did receive from them, they're going to send me a paperwork on it so I can send it to you. They usually send it to Jennifer Feist, and she didn't forward it on to us. So I'll send that.
Yeah, I'd like to see it because we pay $32,000 a year. I'd like to see what we're getting for it.
Yep, I'll send that right over.
And I'm sure we're getting our money for it, but I want to see that we are.
Yep, I don't blame you.
And we probably don't 1 year, but we do the next.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we might have $100,000 one year and not the next.
So there is some things that are actually in the works that they're actually trying to get for CBDBG. The block grant, and there is some stuff that she's trying to help people with this health care grant, too. So we'll see what happens, and I'll send you what we already did with them. All right, the library had some carpets cleaned. So on the money that we got from the Carnegie Corporation, they're doing kind of with the Summer Nights on Central. They're giving away 250 books as prizes for the 250 years of celebration. So, let's see. I went to that. Barnes County Housing Authority, I went to that too. They are going to put in a V-ditch project because they have to move some things around because the smoking area is close to an outlet area, so they had to move the smoking area from the east side of the building, which is great because that way it wouldn't be in sight of the new school. And they're going to move it to the west side. In order to do that, they have to landscape the ditching so that everything drains correctly.
It's up at the villa.
Yeah,
the villa.
At the villa. Yeah, yeah. On the north and west side to make sure everything drains correctly. Yeah. When we were talking about, that's about it for that. They are full. They're doing great. They have three rooms that are on renovation. So they're slowly and surely getting everything up to code and everything back to normal there. And I went to the Barnes County Senior Citizens Council, and they're doing really good with the food pantry. They got plenty of donations for that. They did have it on News Dakota that they are short on ride money for the vehicles and get around and get all these people to come to there. And they're looking for donations for having their cost go down. So,
you mean for Meals on Wheels or what?
Well, it's Meals on Wheels and it's also for rides in town.
Can South Central do that, the taxi?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They move people around.
They take donations on that?
Yes. Oh. They ask for donations.
Did you know that?
Yep.
Okay.
And then while I was there, somebody had mentioned that the Hastings Hotel in Hastings, North Dakota is being renovated, and they serve coffee on Mondays from 1 to 4 p.m. I had no idea that was happening, so I thought that was kind of an interesting. Dick Gullman is retiring from the board, and there's a vacancy, so if anybody wants to get on the board, I suggested your wife, by the way. So
she's retired, she just gardens.
Yeah, and she probably doesn't want to go to any more meetings.
Rabbit shooting.
It's a lot of fun.
Rabbit shooting.
And that is about it for me.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody that helped out with the Taco Day because it sounded like it was a big success. I'd like to thank Egg Country for napkins. I'd like to thank Handy Hardware and Dakota Plains for sponsoring for the water that we got. They both donated, so everybody got something there. But thank you to all who helped because I was unable to.
And Vicki was a no-show, so.
Yeah. Yeah. She started out as a no-show.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So.
Which I apologize for. I did not know that was going to happen at that time. So, sorry.
We had it covered. We had it covered good.
And it sounded like it went well. So.
Courthouse staff helped.
A few bugs here and there on the heating system, which were getting worked out. Nothing new at the jail. We went over the radios Randy's been talking to us about. I will help you with getting cake and ice cream because Bill he doesn't do that stuff. He's already messaged me back.
Okay.
So, but I can help you with that. Most of my meetings are next week again, so. That's all I got.
Okay. They have a rodeo last week. What was that, junior high rodeo?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people there. That's winter show.
Yeah. We haven't had a meeting since, so. And I was at Extension the night they did have a meeting, so. I missed that one. But Anything else from your office, Julie?
I don't think so. I've been mailing out ballots. There's been requests coming in.
So when we know on our meeting that involves this room, we will get it out early enough for... We'll probably meet up at the highway department.
Get it on the agenda.
Yeah. So.
But probably not in 2 weeks. We'll probably still be here, or don't you know?
Sounded like
we'd probably be here because we want to be in this room for a while, it sounded like.
Yeah.
But once we, it'll probably be a couple, three meetings up there, won't it?
We can determine that at the time. So, just so it gets out to the public that everybody knows. But other than that, that's all I got.
Okay, I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm sending you that Barnes County projects for South Central Regional Council. Okay. It'll be in the mailbox right now. So.
And there it was.
Yeah, so if you want to look in there, those are the projects that they helped us with in the last while. Okay. Yes, nothing last year, but they actually helped with a lot of grants. The problem is they weren't accepted by the state, but that doesn't mean that they aren't working a lot behind the scenes for us. So
the thing is with them is we're involved in that every year. Do we get a payback every year? No, but when we do get a payback, they do a good job at paying back.
Right.
But that's also for all the outlying surrounding area. It isn't just Barnes County.
No.
So
because I remember when I was on that, there was many projects across the county that we're getting money through them.
Somebody said something about sirens for up by the lake for emergency tornado sirens, and they had actually approved a project similar to that for Cleveland, so I don't know if somebody's actually applying for that grant.
I think Sarah's working on that.
Yeah, we actually talked about that in our last LAPC meeting, the
mitigation meeting.
Right, and I gave her Tracy's number to help with the grant.
I'm not sure if Sibley has sirens. They should have.
They should have.
So we're talking more like maybe Jewett's area.
We're looking at some of them bigger subdivisions.
Martin's maybe.
Well, at least the public ones and the private ones are going to have to get involved in their own. So.
Right.
But that was an issue that Russ brought up since the storm last year.
Yeah. Okay.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion, second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, everyone.
Busy at work?
Yeah, my phone's went off 4 times since I've been sitting. And that's when there's an overflow. There's 4 of us in there.
We don't have an employment office anymore.
No.
So, I mean, where do they...
This is out of Jamestown. That gives us the numbers for the whole area.
So how would they know Barnes County?
They get some overflow from Barnes.
Job service.
Job service, yeah.